You might think of the Aronoff Center as a place to see touring Broadway shows, but there's a lot more going on in downtown Cincinnati on Walnut Street. In fact, thanks to the Cincinnati Arts Association, who manage the center and present many forms of entertainment, we're in for a blockbuster season of concerts and programs. We'll have some music by Led Zeppelin and the Beatles, kind of, and more, a whole lot more. And here to tell us about all that more is Van Ackerman, who handles a lot of the publicity and just being a public face for the Aronoff and the CAA. Welcome, Van.
Thanks, Rick. It's good to be here.
Before we dig into the details, I want you to tell me a little bit about what goes into selecting the shows that you present. And I know some of it is, well, it's what's out there and it's available, but I'm sure there's probably more available than you present. So how do you pick stuff that you think audiences will respond to?
You know, it's a combination of things. You're right. It's kind of what's out there and what's available in terms of what space we have available to put the shows in. As you know, we are very blessed to have so many wonderful resident companies at the Aronoff Center and at Music Hall, which we also manage. So we are the last group to really program our own space. So we look at those dates that are available, and then we go out and find what's out there in touring, things that will be interesting, we think, to a diverse audience here in Cincinnati and things that other arts organizations really aren't doing, so that we're really reaching a diverse, eclectic audience with some really, really different programming.
Well, let's start with one of those that I think will be pretty interesting. I mentioned Led Zeppelin. Well, Led Zeppelin aren't exactly touring now, but in about 2 weeks, you're going to have a show there called Get the Led Out. Tell us a little bit about that one.
This is not Led Zeppelin, but it's the next best thing to Led Zeppelin. They're called the American Led Zeppelin. It's a tribute band out of Philadelphia. They've been touring for about 10 years, and they really recreate all of the sound and nuance of Led Zeppelin, the entire catalog. I mean, not the whole thing, but really good selections from it for about 2+ hours. They travel with these brilliant musicians who, like I said, can capture Led Zeppelin note for note, playing their greatest hits, and also a female vocalist who also fills in for a couple of songs, too. So if you love Led Zeppelin and you sit back and you close your eyes, you will think you are at a Led Zeppelin concert. But they don't try to replicate the group in terms of how they look or how they talk or how they act. It's really a concert, and it's really about the music. And we had them here about 3 or 4 years ago. We keep getting requests to bring them back. So here they are. They're a great group.
And Led Zeppelin, of course, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Kennedy Center Honors.
Exactly. Stairway to Heaven,
sort of
a
you
whole know, lot of love.
That's right. They're
great
not just
music.
Some old rock and roll band. They're probably
no,
one of the greatest bands of all time.
Or as they say, this is our new classical music. And 100 years from now, rock and roll will be considered classical music.
And then you can put it on a music hall, right?
Exactly. Well, we've done that before, so
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. We've got another tribute band coming. And Get the Led Out is going to be here in about 2 weeks now.
Yes.
So that'll
on October 17th.
That'll be great. But come next May, we've got another one. It's a tribute to the Beatles. It's called Rain. And you've had them here before,
too. We have. And we're bookending our season with classic rock and roll. Yes, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, is back. I think it's their 6th or 7th time back at the Aronoff Center. We love this group, as does Cincinnati. And like Get the Led Out, Rain really does capture note for note perfectly the music of the Beatles. And this group actually does the entire anthology of the Beatles. Once again, they can't play all of that night. But they've been touring now longer than the Beatles ever did. They've been together for more than 25 years. They were on Broadway 2 years ago with a hit show there. And unlike Get the Led Out, this group actually does recreate the Beatles in every way. They look like them, they sound like them, they talk like them, they wear their costumes. And
so you don't want to close your eyes for this
you
one.
You don't, although you could. I did the first time I saw them. Once again, I thought I was at a Beatles concert. And this is a highly theatricalized concert, too. And they do 5 sets from the Beatles' history, from the Ed Sullivan years through Abbey Road. They do costume changes. And during their costume changes, there's lots of video on stage. There are 3 video screens, which shows video from the 60s and TV commercials from the 60s. It's a lot of fun. It's also a very interactive experience. There are live cameras shooting the audience and fitting you into the action. And this show is loved by all ages from, 4 to 94.
Their show's been on PBS a couple of times, too.
It has, yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Every time they're here, we show that,
yeah.
And it does really well for PBS.
But I am thinking that the live experience of it takes it to another level.
There is nothing like it. The energy in that audience, and people are up and singing along and swaying, and like I said, kids are doing that, teenagers. It's an amazing thing to see. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, will be at the Aronoff Center on Monday, May 11th.
Okay, so we've got bookends. We've got Led Zeppelin and we've got the Beatles. So in between, looks like We've got Irish tenors coming. They're going to be here around the holidays, a little before the holidays.
Yes.
Tell us about that one.
They are here on December 9th for the holidays, and we're going from rock and roll to classic Irish music. Irish music really doesn't get better than the Irish tenors. You may know, Rick, there are a lot of tenor groups out there right now. This is one, if not the original. Each of these tenors is talented in their own right. They've been on PBS, we've mentioned that many, many times, and have a huge fan base there. And they're comprised of Finbar Wright, Anthony Kearns, and Ronan Tynan, who was out of the group for a while, is now back. He's really popular. And they're coming back to the Aronoff Center to sing all of their classic Irish hits and a lot of Christmas music and holiday music to get us ready for the holidays. It's a great night.
You've also got some dance things planned, two interesting-looking concerts, probably a little different from one another. Let's start with Tango Buenos Aires. That sounds like it'll be a hot night at the
Aronoff. It's going to be a really hot night. I'm really, really excited about this group. They've never toured through Cincinnati before, and they are now the premier authentic Argentinian tango group out there. They've been touring the world for nearly 30 years now, and they're coming to the Aronoff Center with their authentic tango show, which is called The Song of Eva Perón. So the actual dance show, which also has authentic Argentine musicians, will trace Eva's history throughout her life. If you've seen Evita, you know who Eva Perón is. She was the first lady of Argentina, a mythical, mythical woman and character. And if you've also never seen authentic Argentine tango, there is nothing like it. You may have seen a little bit of it on the dance shows like Dancing with the Stars, but it is some of the most sensual, passionate, electric, coordinated dance you will ever see. It's really, really stunning.
How many dancers are there in that company?
I have not heard yet. I would assume probably around 10 to 12.
Okay.
And a small combo.
Well, and then from a whole other aspect of the dance world, we've got the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. I mean, that is, talk about your legendary dance troupes. And they're going to be here in March, I understand. I guess we should mention that Tango Buenos Aires will be here sometime in January.
January 26th,
okay.
Yes.
And then Alvin Ailey's group will be here in...
On March 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
And you're right, it doesn't get much more legendary than the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. They become our cultural ambassadors to the world. For those who don't know this group, it's our premier African-American modern dance company. They're based in New York. In fact, they're opening their season right now at City Center in New York. And they haven't been here in about 8 years, and we've had so many requests to bring them back. If you've never seen them, it's just stunning, wonderful, thrilling dance. And they're doing Alvin Ailey's masterpiece, Revelations, which kind of traces the history of African-American culture through gospel and spiritual music. It's just beautiful. So we're thrilled they're coming back.
You don't have to go to New York City to see
you
them.
You don't. They're going to be right here.
They're coming to
for
us.
For 2 nights.
Okay. Now, I don't have a category for your November show. but I want you to talk a little bit about Alton Brown Live, the Edible Inevitable Tour, which sounds like it'll be a family-friendly evening, and it sounds like a lot of fun, but let's describe it a little
bit. Yeah, the whole season is fairly family-friendly, but it doesn't get more family-friendly than this, and Alton Brown Live, the Edible Inevitable Tour, is at the Aronoff Center on Saturday, November 1st. There's no category because it's like a perfect recipe. There's a lot of different ingredients in this. There's a dash of comedy. There's a little bit of music because he's actually put a band together and he has written music about food that's very funny. There is lots of talk about food and science. Alton Brown is kind of a cross between a wonderful chef and a mythbuster in terms of attacking food from the science perspective. And many people out there know who Alton Brown is. He's a star on the Food Network, has had many shows, currently has a show, the author of Good Eats. And I hear there's nothing like this show. It's very interactive. He brings people on stage to help him with his experiments. People in the front row have to wear ponchos because you never know where that food's going to go. And he's very funny and he's lots of fun. And kids actually love him. Mm-hmm. We recently did a contest and a 10-year-old girl won it. And she said she cannot wait to see him because he is her hero. So we're really excited he's coming here for the first time with that show. So if you love food, if you love comedy, or if you love music, or if you love science, you'll love Alton Brown. It's great.
Last time I saw ponchos at the Aronoff was Blue Man Group, I think.
Yeah, it's Gallagher way back when. Right.
It probably won't be quite that wild, but it sounds like...
It could be close.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Well, for more information about all of these programs, the Cincinnati Arts Association and the Aronoff Center, you can head to WVXU.org and look for the Around Cincinnati link. My guest this evening has been Van Ackerman, the guy who has the fun job promoting all these great programs coming our way downtown at Cincinnati's Aronoff Center. Thanks for stopping by, Van.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be here.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.